Yesterday's cancellation by Air France of 6 flights between Paris and Los Angeles came at U.S. urging, evidently based on American concerns about, in the words of a Homeland Security Department spokesman, Al-Qaeda's desire to use an aircraft as a weapon. In other words, a possible repeat of the 9/11 attacks. Just what the basis for that concern was, and what's being done about it beyond the flight cancellations, are questions that remain unanswered. Reporter Eric Lischblau of the New York Times has been looking into this and joins us by phone. Eric Lischblau, what happened yesterday, as best you can piece it together?
Well, what happened was that U.S. officials had reason to believe that at least a handful of the passengers on several of the U.S.-bound flights from France could have terrorist links, and I stress could, because even at this hour there's no confirmation of that. What we're hearing is that one or more showed up on the watch lists that U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials maintain, which may mean everything or may mean nothing. There are terrorists on the list. There are people who have had criminal convictions in their past. It doesn't necessarily mean you're a terrorist, but it's reason for suspicion. And that was enough to prompt U.S. officials, in combination with the holiday season, with the Orange Alert, with concerns about Paris and Los Angeles in particular, to urge the French to subject those flights to intense scrutiny and ultimately to cancel them.
Do we know if there are individuals who are now being questioned? There's people who were on those flight manifests for some of the canceled flights. Are they now somewhere in custody, perhaps?
No one is in custody. Our understanding from the French is that about a half dozen people who were scheduled to board those flights have been questioned. They have all been released. There's no confirmation that any of them did have terrorist links. Now, of course, the other possibility is that someone who perhaps was going to board that plane did not show up. And I think that is a concern of law enforcement, is that the publicity over this could have scared away someone who did have actual terrorist ties. That's one scenario.
But as you say, there was a combination of causes here. One was the presence of some names, but the other was a general anxiety about intelligence and the season that U.S. officials had before yesterday.
Sure. I think what we're seeing here is really a reflection of the intense anxiety level on the part of American officials. The alert level went up to orange, to high status on Sunday, and the prevailing mood among everyone in U.S. law enforcement intelligence is we are not going to let anything slip through the cracks. We're going to err way to the side of caution and check out everything rather than risk letting something go through that could mean another attack.
Are you getting any sense at all today that this might have been a case of, in fact, erring on the side of caution, and that perhaps it might have overstated the actual threat posed in Paris, or do people still feel there really was something that might have happened yesterday but for these actions that were taken?
Bottom line is I just don't think we know yet. I think it could have been a case in which the threat was not as real or imminent as was originally suspected. Certainly from the French perspective, there was no one that they found who did have actual terrorist links. The U.S. officials are still being very cautious in their assessment and believe that the threat was a real one and that this was certainly worth checking out.
Eric Lischblau of the New York Times, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.